Hi, everybody, and welcome to another Code Factory podcast. This one talking about Mobile Speak 4 for the Symbian operating system. My name is JJ Meadow. I am from atguys.com. We are a licensed Code Factory distributor, and we have a beta version of Mobile Speak 4 for Symbian based phones. I have it on my Nokia N82. The N82 is a candy bar style phone with a numeric keypad. And I'm just going to demonstrate a couple of the new features of this device quickly for you. First of all, let me just show you the voice that we have on this phone.
7:02 p.m., 01:17, 2010.
What you're listening to there is one of the new acapella voices, Acapella Heather, which is available with both Mobile Speak for Symbian and Windows Mobile-based phones for version 4. And this version of Mobile Speak has much higher quality acapella voices. They are not only much more responsive, they just have a better sound quality than the acapella available on the previous versions. And not only that, when you upgrade or purchase version 4, you can install up to 3 acapella voices. For instance, you could have acapella Heather, which is what you were just listening to, and acapella Ryan, and for instance, Antonio, one of the Spanish acapella voices, and you could have all 3 of them installed at once with version 4. In the previous version, you could only have 1 installed at a time. So that's one of the new voices available in version 4. The same is true with the Loquendo voices. If you upgrade to version 4, you can install up to 3 of them at a time. With the Phonix voices, you still get the 9 that you had before. Let me just demonstrate some of the increased responsiveness that you have with acapella. If I press my key to go into the menu.
Menu. Contacts.
I'm now in the menu.
Messaging. Tools. Application. Notes. Web. Music.
So you see how fast it is arrowing through those choices and reading me the new menu options with acapella. And so that new responsiveness is definitely a nice advantage to version 4. Of course, one of the other big advantages that's been talked about quite a bit, but it is worth restating, is the cross-platform compatibility with version 4. That means if you purchase one of the new phone number-based licenses for version 4, you can move it as much as you want between a Symbian-based phone, such as this Nokia N82, and a Windows Mobile-based phone, such as the Samsung Jack or Pantech Duo or Motorola Q9C. You can move them back and forth as much as you want, and you don't pay any additional license. Now, if you don't have a phone number, there is an option available for you, too, that would allow you to tie your license to a device similar to what's available now. Now, with version 4, some changes have been made to the command layout, but they are definitely good changes, in my opinion. Basically, what Code Factory has done is they have taken the command layouts for Windows Mobile and for Symbian phones, and they have made them as similar as possible. So, for instance, if you had a Windows Mobile phone, you'd be familiar with the command to raise the volume, which is now the command key, which used to be the edit key, and the up arrow.
Volume 9. Volume 10.
Now, command and down arrow.
Volume 9. Volume 8.
Will take the volume back down. You can do similar things for the speed. You can do command and right arrow.
Speed 4. Speed 5.
And command and left arrow.
Speed 4. Speed 3.
To slow it back down. Another thing that's new in version 4 is the addition of a couple different command layouts. There is a general layout, and there's also a reading layout, which has more commands for reviewing the screen and moving around your cursor. If you have Mobile Magnifier installed, there is a third layout, which is the Mobile Magnifier key layout. And to switch between these, you press Command key and 5.
Reading layout. Default layout. Reading layout. Default layout.
If I had Magnifier activated, it would also include the Magnifier layout. Now, there are a lot of new commands in version 4, and you might not memorize all of them at first, but there is a really cool help mode that you can access by pressing the command key and a long press of the 5 key. What there is now in version 4 is short and long presses of keys. They did that so they can add even more commands and more ways to get the information that you want and move around the screen. So if I press command and long press 5,
help mode on.
The help mode is on. Now, I can actually just press any of the keys on the phone if I want to know what they do.
Dial key. Hang up key. Joystick down. Left soft key. 2 key. 5 key. 8 key.
Or, if I press command in one of these keys, it'll tell me the mobile speak function.
Command key.
I'm going to press command and 2.
Speak current focus.
If I press command and 1.
Command key. Time and date.
If I press command and down arrow,
command key, volume down.
Or if I press command and a long press of down arrow,
command key, next line.
As you can see, it's telling me what each of these commands does. Now I'm going to press Command and long tap 5.
Command key. Help mode off.
And now I'm going to switch to the reading layout.
Reading layout.
And go back into help with Command and long press 5.
Help mode on.
So now some of the commands have changed just for the reading mode. If I press Command and 3.
Command key. Previous sentence. Command key.
Or 6.
Next word.
Or 9.
Command key. Next paragraph.
Those are all commands that are just in the reading layout. If I go back to the default layout, those commands are not available. I'm going to press Command and long press of 5.
Mode off.
Or actually, see, if you just wait a few seconds, the help mode will automatically turn off. I want to demonstrate another feature of MobileSpeak 4, that being the ability to attach a profile to a specific application. Suppose I have my notes application and I actually want it to read in a different voice and have it read a little bit slower. That's a very simple process with version 4. I'm going to press the Command key and button 2, or the right soft key.
Configure mobile speak, beginner.
And I'm now on my list of profiles. So what I'm going to do is actually arrow to my normal profile.
Normal.
That's a profile that I have set up that's a little bit slower, and it's actually also using the Phonics DeckTalk voice. So I'm going to press button 1.
Activate profile. Customize profile. Manage profile.
And down arrow until I get to manage profile.
Add new profile.
I pressed OK, and I'm going to down arrow again.
Delete profile. Assign to application.
To assign to application. Now, basically, what I am doing here is I can go through a list of applications and tell MobileSpeak which applications I would like assigned to this profile. So I'm going to go all the way up to Notes.
Sync. Stop mode. Start.
And I got a little ways to go. I'm pressing the up arrow.
Quiz. Phone switch. Notes.
And well, there we go. We're up to Notes. And I'm going to press OK to mark that.
Marked. Notes.
And now I have marked the notes program to be associated with this profile. Let's press button 1 to save.
Normal.
And now we're back to the profile screen. I'm going to press my N key to get out of the mobile speak configuration screen.
AT&T.
All right. Now let's go into the notes program and show you how this works and how efficient it is. I actually have a hotkey set up for notes, so I'm going to press that key.
Notes window 12/26.
There you go. There you go. As you can hear, the notes program is loaded. The notes program is loaded, and I have the Phonics voice with Paul and a little bit lower voice, and I also have some other settings different on this profile. It read me the soft keys, which it didn't do on the other profile. If I jump out of the notes program and back into the main screen, we are back to Acapella Heather and my regular profile. So that's just a couple of new things that you can do with MobileSpeak 4. There is certainly much more than that, and I definitely urge you to consider upgrading. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I'm JJ Middle.